Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Call 1-877-669-1292.
I'm having a hard time understanding why people are confused or surprised that the anarchists that are pretending to care about the Palestinians, like anyone cares about them, they don't, but that the anarchists that are pretending to care about the Palestinians have taken over university campuses. Why is this a shock to people? Why are people surprised by this? Why are people wringing their hands and saying universities have to do something about this? I'm Howie Silbiger. It's the Howie Silbiger Show. Thank you for joining me. This is nothing new. We have seen this before. This game plan has played before. We saw this last summer, and 2 summers ago, and 3 summers ago, and 4 summers ago. We saw this in Occupy Wall Street. We saw the same play game for the BLM movement. It's the same anarchist groups doing the exact same thing over and over again, and people pretending that they have no idea what's going on. The protests in North America, the university protests and all the protests in North America, have been nothing more than anarchists spreading their wings and grabbing onto a cause, any cause, as they have been in the past, to promote their socialist values, to try to push society into destabilization, and to try to force governments to bend and to carry forth their will. Look at some of the signs. There aren't very many signs at these places saying Free Palestine. A couple of genocidal Israeli signs. But a lot of signs are Death to America, Death to Canada, calling for socialist state, calling for the fall of democracy, calling for the fall of capitalism. So why are we shocked that this is happening? Why are people saying, oh my gosh, we didn't see this coming? Of course we saw this coming. I saw it coming months ago. I said so on the show. This is nothing new. This is not a surprise. And the reaction of the Ivy League universities that have been taken over is not a surprise either. We saw the presidents of these Ivy League universities sit in front of Congress and tell Congress that chanting death to the Jews on campus is not a violation of university policy and not considered harassment of university students. We saw this happen. So why are people acting surprised? I don't know. I don't understand this. Should we pretend for a second that the people who are protesting at these universities care about Palestine or the Palestinians or Israel or anything in the Middle East? We can't even pretend. We can't even fake it because we know that the majority of people there protesting have no idea what they're protesting for, have no idea what the situation is, have no idea of any of the politics in the Middle East. We know this for a fact. When you ask them, when you're chanting river to the sea, from the river to the sea, what are you actually chanting? They have no idea what they're talking about. When you ask them about Palestine, when you ask them about Gaza, you ask them about October 7th, they couldn't answer you. They have no clue. That is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with anarchists who have co-opted a cause in order to wreak havoc across America again. And the media keeps buying into it time and time and time again. And the university students get sucked into it time and time and time again. And at the end of the day, it's a bunch of anarchist groups who are trying to overthrow the government, any democratic Western government. That's what's going on. And we have to realize that that's what's going on. And we have to realize that crushing these demonstrations before somebody gets killed is something that has to happen. So at New York University and many other campuses across North America, they have built encampments and they've put walls up and checkpoints, ironically, checkpoints at their encampments. Does this sound familiar? Does anyone remember Chaz in Chicago during the BLM riots? When they cut off a piece of Chicago and the Chicago mayor let them and declared an independent country? That is, until a bunch of people got killed. Are we going to wait for people to get killed on university campuses before the police move in, before the campus administration moves in, before things spiral out of control and people die? Is that what it's going to take to stop this? People dying? Look, I have no problem with people protesting. I have no problem with people condemning Israel. Say what you want about Israel. Israel, do what she has to do in order to protect her citizens, in order to stop the genocidal threat against her. I have no issue with people protesting or even complaining about that. Doesn't bother me at all. Not even a little bit, not even remotely. But what does bother me is that we're not learning from history. We're not seeing the pattern. We're not understanding, or at least the authorities aren't understanding that these are the same people who set up encampments to occupy Wall Street. These are the same people who set up encampments to occupy a major American cities during the BLM riots. These are the same people who wreak havoc across North America, time and time again, co-opting other people's causes to drive Americans, Canadians, and everybody else nuts. Now, if you want to talk about Canada, the Liberal government of Canada are the biggest bunch of hypocrites around. And every single MP in that party should be thrown out of parliament the next election. Including the ones who are pretending to support Israel, including the ones who claim to support Israel, but still stay in the party. When truckers protested COVID, when truckers blocked off streets of Ottawa to protest COVID, they were treated like Nazis, where the National Guard, where the army was sent in to crush them. Their bank accounts were frozen. Their dogs and cats were taken away from them. Their children were put into social services. Their livelihood was stolen from them, all because they were protesting a government policy that Mr. Trudeau didn't like. What has he done with these rioters who are now occupying universities across Canada? Nothing. Yeah, Anthony Hosefather is running around yelling, "Hey, I call upon the government." Well, it's your government. You are a member of parliament for the government. Call the prime minister. Scream at him. If you really want to support your community, leave the party. It's a minority government. The more MPs that leave the party, the bigger chance the party has of falling, the government has of falling, and going to an election where he's not going to win again. But as long as you choose to stay in the government, Mr. Housefather, as long as you choose to be an MP for the Liberal Party, you're giving another seat to Justin Trudeau's Liberals, holding the government together and allowing this debacle to continue. You made the argument, I've seen you make the argument many times, that one seat doesn't make a party. But one seat does weaken a party, especially a minority government party. And leaving the caucus and taking your seat away from the Liberals weakens them substantially. But I digress. It's not going to change. You've made your decision. And the people in your riding should make theirs. Moving on to the states. I don't understand why the universities aren't allowing the police to come in and clear out these protesters. Look, I would have empathy for the protesters. I really would. I would really support the idea of them protesting, as I have in the past, as I did right at the beginning of the show. I really support the idea of them protesting. I have no issue with that at all. If they were actually genuinely protesting for the cause. If it was about the cause, no problem. Protest all you want. But I know, and you know, and everybody else knows, that it's not about the cause. Take a look at the encampments. Every single tent is the same. Every single sign is the same. This is an organized protest that has a lot more to it than just Free Palestine. You want a Free Palestine? You protest in front of the Israeli consulate, in front of the Israeli embassy. You don't take over university campuses. Civil disobedience? Fine, I get it. But it should be on Israeli targets, not on Jewish targets. Columbia University sent the Jewish students home, told Jewish students, don't come onto campus, barred a Jewish professor from entering their campus. The COO of the university, the chief operating officer of the university, standing at the gate and telling the guy, you're not allowed coming into my campus. These kind of actions, blocking Jewish students from campus, we haven't seen these kind of actions since the 1930s in Germany. So I hate making Holocaust comparisons. I abhor them. And really, I always, on this show, I have always called out people who made false comparisons to the Holocaust. I hate it. I don't support it. I don't want to do it. But in this case, it's not a false comparison anymore. The blood libels are very real. The lies and the manipulation of the press is very real. The protests and the violence on campus and off campus are very real. The danger to the Jewish community is very real. Two schools in Montreal were shot. One shot twice. A synagogue was firebombed. In California, a man was killed for holding an Israeli flag at a protest. He was murdered. The danger to the Jewish community is extremely high. And the Jewish community is on high alert. But do Jews really have to live in fortified buildings? Do they have to live with armed guards? Is this really the way we want it to be? See, this is the issue. And this is the issue that nobody wants to talk about, but is the actual issue. When you import problems from other regions, when you bring people from other regions that have problems and decide to import their problems from other regions and bring those problems here, you take their third world country and you create your own third world country within your first world country. And that's what's happening. And add on anarchists who are getting paid to be there to cause trouble and anarchists who are there just for the fun of it. And throw in a couple of white supremacists and a couple of other groups that just want to tag on because it's fun to give it to the man. And then you have a full-fledged riot and you have a full-fledged situation like the Black Lives Matter situation. Like the Occupy Wall Street situation. And none of these situations ended peacefully. None of these situations ended with everyone just packing stuff up and going home. That's not how these things end. It's never how these things end. And the more you let it escalate, the more you let it grow, the more dangerous and the more violent it becomes. Now, the encampments on university campuses are starting off peaceful. People playing guitars and people singing and this whole kumbaya atmosphere. But give it a week. Give it 2 weeks. Give it 3 weeks. Give it to the point where a Jewish student tries to go onto campus. And you will see the atmosphere change immensely. You will see violence. You will see people getting beaten up. You will see, God forbid, deaths. That's what's going to happen as this thing escalates. Unless governments and university administrations step in. Unless these protests and these riots are quelled. We already see these protests all over North America getting violent. We already see that. That's nothing new. We already hear the chanting of kill the Jews. And notice, it's not kill the Israelis. It's not kill the Zionists. It's not Zionist pigs. It's Jewish pig. It's Jewish, not Zionist. It's not Zionists that are banned from campus. It's Jews that are banned from campus. And at the end of the day, this whole misplaced anger and outrage is against the victim. Jews were killed on October 7th. And I know some people are going to say, oh, he's going back to October 7th. Oh, yeah, the crybaby. No, it's not a crybaby thing. This all started on October 7th. Hamas launched a war against Israel. And war is hell. And civilians get killed in war. And things happen during wars that we wish never happened. And we hope that never happened again. But war is hell. When you start a war against a country that's willing to defend itself, a country that's not willing to lay down and die, and then you're going to face the consequences of that war. You started it. You're the only one who can end it. So Hamas could end the war tomorrow by giving up, releasing the hostages, putting down their guns, and surrendering. And this war is over. They're choosing not to. They're choosing to sacrifice their people. They're choosing to sacrifice their families. They're choosing to sacrifice their chances of an independent Palestinian state. They're choosing to do this. And yet, somehow, the narrative has turned. And the Jews have become the victim. The Jews have become the oppressors. The Jews have become the aggressors. Somehow, the narrative has turned. And instead of Jews being able to defend themselves from a heinous attack, a genocidal attack, an attack that the group that attacked them has openly stated, Hamas has openly stated that their goal is to destroy all Jews anywhere in the world. And that they're going to continue their goal. And October 7th will happen over and over and over again until the last Jew is killed And they've stated that openly, publicly, on television. And yet now Israel's the villain? And the Jewish people are the villains? Give me a break. This is just another ploy, another tactic by the socialists to try to destabilize American society and close off the American empire forever. We heard it. We've seen it. We understand it. It's been explained to us over and over again. Yet people still want to believe that this is a protest about Israel committing genocide. Let's look at the reality of the situation. Let's understand the reality of the situation. If Hamas was able to continue on October 7th, they would have committed genocide across the entire state of Israel and killed every single Jew they could get their hands on. If they were allowed to continue on October 7th, they were stopped. But if they weren't stopped, they would have continued into major cities. They would have kept killing and killing and killing innocent civilians until there were none left. That was their goal. Going the other way, if Israel wanted to commit genocide against the Palestinian people, if Israel wanted to commit genocide in Gaza, it would have happened already. Israel could have ended this war that's been going on for nearly, since October. Israel could have ended this war in 45 minutes. They could have carpet bombed Gaza, killed every single man, woman, and child in Gaza. If they want to commit a genocide, they could have done it easily. 45 minutes, they would never have to send a soldier in. Could have done it by air. Their air force could have come, could have carpet bombed Gaza, could have leveled the entire country, could have sent in bunker busters and bunker bustered the entire place. They could have just left a crater there. Not one man, woman, or child would have survived. If Israel really wanted to commit a genocide, that's what they would have done. But they haven't, because they have no intention of committing a genocide. They have intentions of getting rid of Hamas and creating a peaceful border with Gaza. That's their only intention. Believe it or not, that's what their intention is. And the intentions of the people who are protesting now on university campuses across North America, the people who are setting up these tent cities, it's the exact intention they had for Occupy Wall Street, the exact intention they had for BLM. It's the exact intention they had. Destabilize America, create a socialist state there. That's it. That's all. That's their intention. And anyone who tells you differently is lying to you. You're a bunch of liars. I don't like liars. I haven't been on in a while because I've been watching the lies. I've been listening to the lies. And I've been wondering, as a lone voice speaking the truth, I mean, there's a few of us, but as one of the only voices speaking the truth, how effective could I be? How far does my voice go? Who's actually listening? And this is really the question I had to myself. Why would I continue and do this? It doesn't make sense. Why would I get onto the show? Why would I spend my time doing this? What change could I possibly inflict by doing this show? And so it kept me off the air for a while. I didn't do the show for a while because I was thinking, is there any reason for me to go on and how am I going to affect anything? So why did I come on today? I'll tell you right away. I'll tell you the truth. Truth is, I came on today because in the past, in the last couple of weeks, it has become abundantly clear that this is not a land war. This has nothing to do with land. Hamas did not attack Israel on October 7th to gain land or to reclaim land. They attacked Israel solely to kill Jews because occupying a university campus is exactly the operational plan of all the socialist anarchist groups that have worked in the United States for the last decade, occupying everything from Wall Street to Chicago. It's the exact same operation, and the reaction to it is exactly the same. And if I didn't point it out, it would drive me crazy. That's the only reason I came on. And I like doing the show. I believe strongly that we should push our parliament, push our government, push our members of parliament, push our senators and our congressmen, push our politicians to be strong and unequivocal in their support for Israel, strong and unequivocal in their support for Israel's right to defend itself, and push governments to crack down on these anarchists that are wreaking havoc in the name of Palestine. Once again, if it was true and they actually believed in the cause, I'd be more than willing to support them. But it's not. They're lying. If you want to reach me, you could call 1-877-669-1292. You can leave me a message, and I will respond to the message on the next show. Anyway, I'm Howie Silberger. This is the Howie Silberger Show. Thanks for joining me. I will see you again next time here on the True Talk Radio Network. TrueTalkRadio.com is the website for the True Talk Radio Network. And, of course, you can download the app, the True Talk Radio Network app, from your favorite app store. We have a lot of different shows on all the time. Feel free to download the app. I'll see you next time.